This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The head of the Russian private military contractor Wagner has claimed that his forces have started pulling out of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. Yevgeny Prigozhin's announcement comes days after he said Wagner troops had captured the ruined city. The millionaire owner, with longtime links to Russian President Vladimir Putin, said in a video published on Telegram that the handover would be completed by June 1st. Nevertheless, a day earlier, Ukrainian general staff said the heavy fighting was continuing inside the eastern city after a nine-month battle. Russian President Vladimir Putin chaired a meeting Thursday of the Eurasian Economic Council. In his opening remarks, Putin said the cooperation of the Union continues to strengthen and is consistently asserting itself as one of the independent and self-sufficient centers of the emerging multipolar war. The Union includes Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan joined. The Union includes Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan. The presidents of Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan join the meeting as guests. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has officially entered the next year's presidential election, but to face the presumptive Democratic Party nominee, President Joe Biden, he will have to vanquish former President Donald Trump. If you'd like more on this story or any of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. Just search VOA News. This is VOA News. U.S. and South Korean forces began their largest ever live fire exercises on Thursday, simulating a full-scale attack from North Korea. South Korea's defense ministry said some 2,500 troops from the South and the United States participated as the five-day drills kicked off near the border with the North. U.S. House Republicans have passed a resolution that would overturn President Joe Biden's plan to cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loans for 43 million Americans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The plan was halted in November after conservative opponents sued, and the Supreme Court is expected to weigh in soon after hearing arguments earlier this year. Still, the House says the president overstepped his authority in ordering the forgiveness.
The yeas are 218 and the nays are 203.
With Marjorie Taylor Greene reading the vote on a resolution that would revoke the plan, the White House was ready hours earlier.
Will Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had $183,000 of her own business loans forgiven, vote to deny debt relief?
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will veto the resolution if Congress approves it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
According to a recent report, the world's 20 richest countries account for more than half the estimated 50 million people living in modern slavery. More from AP's Karen Chamas.
The reports by a rights group found that six members of the group of 20 richest nations have the largest number of people in modern slavery. The Walk Free Foundation classifies modern slavery in its report as either forced labor or forced marriage. In their report, India tops the list with 11 million people, followed by China with 5.8 million. Russia, Indonesia, and Turkey follow. And in sixth place is the U.S., with 1.1 million people in modern slavery. Last September, a UN report estimated that 50 million people were living in modern slavery, 28 million in forced labor, and 22 million in forced marriage by the end of 2021. I'm Karen Chamas.
Official estimates released Thursday reveal annual net migration to the United Kingdom reached a record high of 606,000 in 2022. The Office for National Statistics said the increase was driven by non-European Union nationals, including refugees under the British government's Ukraine visa plans and people migrating for work and education. High levels of legal migration has long dominated Britain's political discourse. The topic was one of the major drivers for the Brexit referendum in 2016. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.